opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
There's talk that the Rockets might sign Carmelo for the minimum.
He and Mike D'Antoni are just, they didn't get along. D'Antoni has his way of thinking, Carmelo has his, and they're both headstrong, and Carmelo has always thought he was better than he is, and that's the problem.
This is the problem with doing what we do. The train wrecks are more interesting than the actual team, especially in the Rockets case. I think if it were to turn into a complete disaster, it'd be a fun story.
And I was really cracking up on people who were turning Tony Parker's words into something that he didn't say about his injury was so much worse and Kawhi Leonard needs to go ahead and come back. That's not even close to what the guy said. Stuff like that really bothers me when people just miscategorize something like that.
Sometimes it's context. If you're sitting here having a conversation and you say something a certain way and I know you're joking because I can see your face, I can hear the inflection in your voice, but if I read it in print, it's a totally different thing.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jerome Solomon, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. And, Jerome Solomon filling in for A.J. Hoffman, who will be back on Monday. And then I guess he's also gone next Friday, and then I'm going to be gone for a week to Canada. So shipping the wife off tomorrow. She's going to spend 2 weeks up there. So I'm going to have some fun this weekend.
Sounds good.
Got it.
I mean, it sounds like you have fun when you're in Canada, too.
Well, yeah.
Based on what you told the story earlier.
Oh, yeah. I do. But no, I'm going to, we're doing a little pub crawl tomorrow downtown with some friends. And then Sunday, I'm going to go over to Prime and play their afternoon poker tournament.
You're just going to have a whole big party. That's the thing. You like when you're in your position, you don't get in trouble. You live the kind of life where you can stay out all night, you know.
I don't do that, though.
Yeah, but you could.
But I don't. I don't do that much of anything anymore. I mean, I honestly go out about, we went to neighborhood bar the other night for the 4th, and it's like, I hadn't seen you guys in months. I'm like, yeah, because I just don't do much anymore. I usually stay home. I've got such good alcohol at home. And it's gotten where I think partially because by the time I get home from the show, I just don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And I just want to have a couple drinks, chill, watch some TV, and you know, because there's so much, my day starts so early now with all the sports map stuff, that by the time I get to 7:30 when I get home, it's like,
And you're living closer to a life that what I would call regular people live, that you put in the sports around actual work. Whereas you used to just, that's one of the things that's enjoyable about my life, and that, you know, when I'm watching a game, I'm working. Yeah. And other people live regular lives, work 60-hour work weeks and deal with the wife and the children and the home and everything else. And, man, for them to take 3 hours to watch the Astros or 2.5 hours to watch the Rockets or whatever, that's extra stuff that they have to do to enjoy their sports. And I'm like, I've got to do that every night. It's kind of my thing.
It's part of your work day, technically.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, that's the thing. I'm not acting like I work all that hard, frankly. I mean, people are out there doing real jobs, but you know, it's just, I'm old, and by the time I get to 7, I'll put on the Astros when I get home. Yeah. Like I've gone out a lot less lately, and it's just, you know, so this weekend I'll do something, but even the last time she was out of town, I didn't really, when I had a free pass to pretty much do whatever I wanted, same thing. Went home after the show, walked the dog.
Just chill.
Poured me some Whitmire's and watched either whatever, whether it was the Rockets or, you know, whatever was on. And if it wasn't sports, I've been watching a lot of the World Series of Poker. I've been doing that the last couple nights.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we were having a discussion about going out tonight. Yeah, I kind of want to stay home and watch flip between the Astros and the World Series of Poker.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm by myself this weekend, too. The wife is in Austin for her friend Trish's bachelorette party. She's getting married, I think, in a few months, maybe a month or now. But she's in Austin, and she's not feeling very well because she has a stomach ache. I think it's something she ate. But, yeah, I'll be home alone this weekend as well.
This is your first, right?
Yes, I think so, since we got married.
You spent every waking moment with your wife since y'all got married. So this is your first. This is your first night at home alone.
I mean, we don't really. I'm not really going to be doing anything.
I didn't even go there. I didn't ask you what you were going to be doing. I was just asking a question, and you're all of a sudden defending. You're doing nothing.
I'm gonna go watch.
That sounds like a guilty man. I'm
gonna go watch Ant-Man. I'm actually gonna hit Big City Wings. Nice. And then we're gonna go see Ant-Man right there at the marquee tonight, and then I'm gonna kind of call it a night.
It sounds like if I were telling you, hey man, you've never really had a nice car. I'm not gonna steal a car. John was like, you're saying you're not gonna do something that I wasn't even suggesting that you would do.
See, I think you should come do this pub crawl with us.
I think John may have a little something going on this weekend.
No.
And Ant-Man.
And the friend that they're the bachelorette party she's going on, she's a big fan of the show. And she came out to what was that one place in League City?
Saloon Door.
Yeah, Saloon Door.
Yeah, I remember meeting her there. She was nice.
She was there. Yeah. So, yeah, she's a big fan of the show. And they're in Austin, and they're going to be going to Lake Travis and hanging out on the lake.
Cool. Sounds
good. She's one of the few that stayed a fan even with a boyfriend. Usually when our female listeners get boyfriends or fiancés,
they talk them out of it, out of the show.
We lose them forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're kind of the surrogates, I guess. And then they get real ones, and it's like, okay, we're out of here. I don't want to listen to any more of these childish bastards.
I need the real thing.
Exactly.
Hey, 713-780 ESPN is your number. To touch on what RJ Bell left, and you guys missed that at the end after we went down through some 60s and 70s television trivia, to show you how outlandish I think his guess of what the Rockets record, the over-under for the Rockets from 4 years from now when Chris Paul is in the final year of his contract. And I know he's basing it strictly on Chris Paul probably won't be worth the $40 million or whatever the Rockets have to pay him. And I wasn't even going to get into the debate of, oh, the salary cap will move and change. And I did mention they might buy him out by then if he's not any good or whatever. But more significantly, though, and I thought this, and I've looked and had as much time as I could during the break, most valuable players on teams in the NBA, and then I looked at the record of those teams that they were on over the next 4 years. And I'm only back to Willis Reed, and he was the MVP in 1969 and 70 with the Knicks. So I haven't had a chance to look that one up yet. But that 38.5 over-under that RJ Bell threw out there, none of those players, none of the MVPs for back, what, almost 50 years back, did not go over that over those next four seasons in each and every one of those seasons. The only two that didn't do it had a significant injury, and that was David Robinson was the MVP in 95, and then the Spurs were bad a year or two later when he was out and played only six games the whole season. That's how they ended up drafting Tim Duncan and Bill Walton, who you're probably very familiar with his injury career after he was the MVP with the Portland Trail Blazers in 77. He got injured, and they didn't win over 38 games in one of the 4 years after that. Everybody else. So he's saying that all of a sudden, James Harden and the Rockets will do something that hasn't really been done in history, you know, at least back to 1970. And I'm sure if I look farther back, the same thing would be the case, especially since before Willis Reed Wes Unseld and the Bullets was the MVP, and they had great records then. Wilt Chamberlain was never really on a team that did win 38. Bill Russell, Oscar Robertson. Yeah, so I'm probably back to 1959 and Bob Pettit. and then there were only three other MVPs before Bob Pettit, and Russell again, Cousy, and Bob Pettit again. It might be no time in history has a team MVP, wins the MVP, and then within the next four seasons have a season they didn't win 38 games. The Rockets are not going to be that. They're just not. And man, can you imagine Tilma Fertitta, how he would get after Daryl Morey if he's got a team that's only going to win 30-something games? Not happening.
I would look at it more this way. Since 2000, the 2000-2001 season, the Rockets have failed to win 38 games three times. One of them was a strike year where they won 34.
No.
They went 34 and 32.
In that 66-game season, yeah.
Yeah, and...
And there's some bad Rockets teams.
Yeah, so 2001, they won 28. In 2005, they won 34. That's when Yao Ming got hurt, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Yeah, that's not likely.
It's hard for them not to do that. And really, they haven't even been close. Even in 2015, they won 41 games. That's an easy over. So
yeah,
and that 2011 season, they would have easily gone over if they played more than 66 games.
And as we mentioned yesterday, they've had some bad contracts. Yeah. So Chris Paul's contract, it might turn out to be a bad one down the by that fourth season. You know, and it's hard to argue that it won't be, but. No, that shouldn't stop the Rockets. I'm not talking about them being a contender necessarily, but being a 500 team, that's not really hard to do.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. When Texter mentioned something that I wanted to get to, he says 20 seconds of golf. Tiger and Phil reportedly playing a winner-take-all match for $10
million. Yeah, you see that?
Golfers are some of the most degenerate gamblers. Yeah, they are.
I love that.
Are they putting up $5 million each, or is somebody putting up?
Oh, hell no.
They're going to sponsor
or whatever. And of course, it's about 15 years too late for it to be
as
spectacular.
More people will watch that than they will standard tournament.
No doubt.
They still, and
I'll be sitting right there watching every stroke.
But this is also kind of...
mic'd up.
I think it'll be great. Cool. Yeah. And I'll watch it, but it's also kind of sad because this is what he's become. He's got to play exhibitions like this.
Who's the he?
Tiger.
Which he?
Phil too.
Listen,
we're not tuning in for Phil. Let's be honest. Nobody's tuning in for Phil. You could make this Tiger against Nick Faldo.
Oh, the Make America Great Again crowd is tuning in for Phil.
No, they're tuning in.
They're tuning to see Phil whip Tiger.
There is a group that will turn
not
in
beat,
for
whip.
No, they'll. Oh, stop. Stop.
But there
is a group that would tune in to see any white guy against Tiger. You could go get Nick Faldo, and people would tune in for this.
No, there are people out there who think Phil is on Tiger's level. There are people out there who think he was just like they were the top two and they were so close. And no, they were not close at all. Tiger is so far past Phil; it's not even a discussion.
He may not be now.
Otherwise, they wouldn't even. He's always been.
At this stage of their careers, his career's better. Yeah, I don't know.
He'd spank him now too, probably.
But if you watch this clown play,
I'm talking about all
if you watched him play lately, he's not any good.
You mean the tournaments where Phil misses the cut and where Phil's hitting the freaking ball is rolling like a moron who's never played golf before. The ones where every time he's playing and Phil finishes behind him, is that what you're saying?
Not every time. He's missed a lot of cuts too. He hasn't missed a lot of cuts. He hasn't played that many tournaments, but he's missed cuts.
Right.
Yes.
Tiger Woods is better than Phil Mickelson.
Please don't.
But I was talking about overall.
Overall, absolutely.
There are people who think that Phil was on Tiger's level.
Career wise, absolutely not.
Not even close.
At this stage, neither one of them is a very good golfer. Compared to what they were.
Right, yeah. No, of course not.
But let's not try to pretend that it's going to be interesting because Tiger can play.
No, I never said that. Yeah, I didn't say that at all. I said we'd watch it because
well, yeah, but they're
it's,
both.
It's probably more entertaining than a lot of the golf that
we
see
both,
anyway.
They're both pretty average golfers right now.
Right. Yeah, but
I'll
Tiger's
watch it.
Better than Phil.
I don't know that he is. I don't know.
You don't have to. I mean, take my word for it. Look at when they played in the same tournament. Tiger's finished ahead of him.
Who's won a tournament more recently? Just out of curiosity.
I would say Phil probably.
Yeah, he won. Yeah, but, he won fairly recently.
Okay, but and that yeah. doesn't make you.
When's the last time? When's the last time Tiger won a tournament?
It doesn't make that doesn't make so, Phil you know better than him because is, he won one tournament. I mean, okay, he won it. Okay, oh, who was the last
you,
one?
You know
if,
what?
If you're going to use, hold on, hold
wait,
on.
Wait,
if
wait, wait. Use you know that, how dumb this is.
If you get, no,
this but, is like arguing but, which intern is better than the other intern
but
outside.
But you're the one that started. I didn't. I wasn't even
no,
going
you're,
there.
You're just saying matter of fact that Phil Mickelson's or that Tiger's better than Phil
well,
right
because
now
because the facts say so. That,
what facts? What facts? Other than you just screaming,
you take
Stephen A. Nice job.
It's July, Fred. They've played how many times in a tournament together this year? Who finished ahead of the other one more times? That I don't think that's that complicated. That's
well,
those are facts.
How about you actually look it up?
What?
And give me the numbers as opposed to who did this.
Good Lord, you're going to wait. That's what I'm saying. We're arguing over nothing. You want to make me waste my time to look it up to prove it to you?
Yeah, I do.
You should take my word for it when I give you these things.
No, I don't take your word for it. Because you're worse than arguing with my wife. You just say, oh, these are facts. And no, they're not. They're your facts.
Okay, if the facts are when they've played in the same tournament this year, if Tiger finished ahead of them more times, then is Tiger a better golfer? Is that
not necessarily, no.
Why do you look it up if you're not even going to believe the facts?
Well, that's a fact. That doesn't determine who's better. It's one fact that you can apply to it if you like.
You mean when they played the same course at the same time, it doesn't determine who's better? Okay. No. Well, if you don't believe that, then but like you said, who won the most recent tournament? Phil won a tournament last year or whatever. Well, okay, whatever. Who's the last one to be player of the year? That doesn't factor. I mean, it's, you know. But it's not a worthy argument.
Point. Because we're talking about who's better right now.
Right. And
at this particular moment.
Right. And the last time they played in the same tournament, who finished ahead of the other one? The time before that, who finished ahead of the other one? The time before that, probably. Probably?
No. Tell me exactly.
No, I can definitively give you two. I wasn't
all right, let me give you some numbers, okay? And see what you think of these. The FedEx Cup rankings, right?
Well, but that... No.
I listen to your garbage. You listen to mine.
I'm telling you, but why would you throw a number out there that Tiger didn't play last year?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. No. The FedEx numbers go back to last year and the year before. So yeah, they do matter. That does matter big time. That matters big time, Fred.
Okay. So he's got all of 706 FedEx points, which is less than half of what Phil has. So let's do it for 1 year. So Phil's better this year too in FedEx points. Yes. 706 for Tiger. 1464 for Phil.
Uh-huh.
So cut that in half. That's still more than 706. So that argument,
Fred,
that argument you could throw away. Scoring average.
You the one threw up FedEx, and I said FedEx doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it doesn't agree with your point.
No, because it's not a one season. Because it's not a one season thing.
No, but it doesn't agree with your point.
No, it's not a one season
thing. I just cut it in half. No, and he's still better.
No, you can't cut it in half, Fred.
Sure, you can.
No, you got to cut it by dates. You can't just go, I'm going to divide it by two. That doesn't make any sense.
Tiger's 47th, by the way. That's
right.
Really good. That's really good.
And yeah, and so I don't think this is that complicated. I'm confused why you turn it into something that it's not. I don't understand.
I don't understand why you don't understand.
If you're gonna judge the two guys, wouldn't you just narrow it down to when they played on the same course?
No,
okay.
I wouldn't.
Okay, well then,
because you
want to measure that? You want to count the tournaments
Phil
that Phil played last
Phil
year
won,
when,
no.
when Tiger was under the
no,
knife?
Let's just look at this year. Phil won a tournament.
Okay,
Phil,
that's good.
Phil's had 16 starts. He's won $3.9 million.
Okay.
Tiger's had 11 starts. He's won $1.8 million.
Okay.
He made the cut 9 times. He's missed it twice.
Okay,
and Phil's made 14 cuts and only missed it twice. Those are
right.
All.
And he played five. He played five more. He played more tournaments.
And,
okay.
and so his odds of missing the cut were higher. So there you go.
Right.
Is that Josh the golf guy? I want to hear from Josh the golf guy. He knows more about this than you do. Go, Josh.
That's hilarious.
Hey,
you think
Jerome,
it's that important?
I think you're just getting the official world golf rankings confused with the FedEx Cup. The FedEx Cup is just one season. That's this season. It does start at the very end of 2017. They play just a handful of tournaments at the end of 2017.
Right, after, and Tiger wasn't playing then, and it counts every tournament you play. It's not. It's about if you play 17 tournaments and I play 12. You have a much better chance of being higher ranked in FedEx points, right? So I mean,
it's not an equal. Still have to make the cut,
right? Yeah, but it's not an equal comparison, and you play different tournaments, et cetera, et cetera. Right, and we're talking, and the question was again. I can't believe we're even discussing this. The question was who's better right now today, and so it's not about who's better in January or February either.
I think Phil is better right now. He's in better form than Tiger. Tiger's putter is struggling. I mean, for the first time in his career, he's using some face balanced putter that's not a blade. I mean, he putted well with it in the past tournament and
he's played with this putter one time, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay. He played with this putter one time in a tournament 2 weeks ago. And where did he finish? And where did Phil Mickelson finish on the same course in the same tournament? But you think that means Phil is better?
Well, it's one in that particular tournament. Tiger did finish better.
Right, you're the one brought up the putter. I said he only played with it once, and he beat Phil with that.
No, I was saying he putted well in that tournament. It's the first time he's used that putter in his entire career. I'm just saying the rest of the season his putter has struggled greatly.
No question.
Granted, he might have figured it out.
And I don't even think he putted that. And he did put that. Yeah, and he didn't even put that well in that tournament. Actually, he put it better than he'd been putting because he's been awful. Yeah. Oh, we're not even questioning whether Tiger is Tiger, but the definitive that Phil is better is funny.
And by the way, your so-called facts, they're wrong. Do you actually go back and look up who finished where when they went heads up? U.S. Open last time? Okay, let's Quicken Loans. Tiger played in, Phil didn't. U.S. Open, Tiger tied for, or Phil tied for 48th, Tiger cut.
Right.
Memorial, Tiger tied for 23rd, Phil tied for 13th. That's better than Tiger. Players, Tiger tied for 11th. Phil missed the cut. So there you go. There's your one. But you said, oh, the tournament before that, you just made that up off the top of your head, and you're wrong.
The last tournament he just played. You just skipped that one. The last tournament they just played.
No, Tiger played in that. He didn't.
Phil didn't play in that one.
Phil hasn't played since the U.S. Open.
Okay.
So
Phil didn't play since, and you think Tiger missed that cut. That Phil made on, I think Phil, he made the cut, but
no,
then,
I just gave you what's happened the last four matchups, where your whole point was that Tiger was better in every one of them.
Okay,
I'd like to hear your response to that, sir. You were completely wrong.
$100 Tiger beats Phil. How about that? Put your money where your mouth is.
I don't have to because you're basing an argument on something you made up and you just got called out on.
I said it from the get-go that Tiger was better across the board, period, and always has been, and you decided you wanted to argue that Phil is better.
No, I agree with that 100%. I say at this stage of their career.
Tiger wasn't even playing this. He couldn't even swing a golf club a year ago.
Jerome, forget it. You need to eject on this because you
think Phil Mickelson is better. Well, when they play, we'll find out. We don't have to debate it.
Exactly, but
when they play, we'll find out.
You really should just eject from this because your whole argument was made up. What are you, Alex Jones? The frogs are gay. Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
I know you got the white guy. That's fine.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back, and it is Fred and Jerome today. Dice says couples counseling may help Fred and Jerome. No, it won't. That bitch never listens. And a lot of people say,
if you were better in bed, we wouldn't have these problems.
Hey, man. That's why I've been going to Arrows for. Oh, I don't have that read. I'm functioning much better now. But you never know.
Oh, of course, you say that. Of course, that's easy for you to say. You don't have to prove it now. I moved on.
If you'd ever come home.
Done with you. Wasn't any good in the first place. Before you start slacking off.
Not what you used to say.
Hey, JRap314 says, in talking about RJ Bell predicting the Rockets fall apart, he said maybe it was less about the Rockets getting worse and more about the rest of the Western Conference getting better. Just a thought. No, that would be okay. The Western Conference is good as it's going to get. It's not going to get better. As other teams get better, others get worse. It kind of floats like that. But think about it. Oklahoma City Thunder were not particularly great, right? And it's a year after Westbrook won the MVP. They won 48 games. The Rockets are not going to be much worse than the Oklahoma City Thunder were this year. Over the next 4 years, I just don't see that happening.
Boy, 5 years from now, who knows? I mean, if Harden blows a knee or something.
Well, yeah, but that, but, you know.
And that's why it's kind of a rough hypothetical.
Yeah.
Hey, listen for your chance to win in the name game where we call two names. If one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Prime Social Poker Club, where you can take your game to the next level in a comfortable upscale setting with full-service restaurant and bar. It's the best poker in town. The Bench gave away today's prize to Tyler, since he was the first caller.
Tyler.
Congratulations,
boy,
Tyler.
I'll be trying hard.
For being today's winner. The loser was Andre.
Tyler. And, yeah. No Lamonts, you know. Tyler.
Hey, before we forget, I got
a Beauregard coming up next.
Penelope. It needs to be. That was my bitches. There's not enough women's names or names that could go both ways. I want some names that could be men or women, but they don't listen to me.
Casey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's white, both names, but it's both names.
Well, what do you want? I mean, I don't get to pick the names. I just read the damn thing.
Who does pick the names?
I don't know.
No one knows.
I don't know. Also, I do want to mention, a lot of people say, oh, you guys should just bet on it. Like, no, because I want to root for Tiger. I'd like to see him win.
I'd like to see me win.
You're not... That's too late. You've already knocked that one into the water. Hey, but we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day before I forget.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I'm always team animal against human beings when human beings do stupid stuff. Like the little kid that ran in with the gorilla. I'm team gorilla. You know, if you're somebody who's out in the water and you're trying to play with a crocodile and the crocodile pulls you into the water, I'm team crocodile.
Okay. Well, not with kids, though.
Not with kids, but certainly adults.
Certainly adults.
And you know, the kid didn't belong in it, but that's another story. I'm absolutely team animal when it comes to poachers.
Oh, please.
Where
they're disgusting.
In South Africa, poachers broke into a rhinoceros reserve on an illegal hunt. And guess what happened?
The rhinoceros won.
No, they never got to the rhinoceroses because a bunch of hungry lions ate them. The three hunters, the three hunters were torn to shreds by six big cats, where staffers this week discovered bloody body parts, including a head and limbs. The lions are our watchers and guardians, and they picked the wrong pride. It became a meal. Oh, reserve owner Nick Fox said of the poachers.
That's great.
Whilst we are saddened at any loss of life, I'm going to say no, I'm not saddened by this. Whilst we are saddened by any loss of life, the poachers came here to kill our animals. And this sends out a very clear message to any other poachers that you will not always be the winner.
I mean, you know, just the reaction, the facial expression, and whatever words, and it matters not what language they speak, that came out at the moment when they realized the rhinoceros way over there is not my greatest concern. It's these tigers that are right next to me. and be like, if you and I, Fred, and I'd go, you didn't tell me there was tigers in here, dog.
Lions.
Lions?
Yeah.
We want to argue about whether they're Lions or Tigers right now, Fred?
Okay. What does that look like to you? There are no stripes.
No, I'm inside of the rhinoceros cage right now, and we're arguing about whether they're Lions or Tigers about to eat our ass.
Yeah, well, that's it.
That's how we go out.
That's how you become food. Oh, man. They said we found enough body parts and 3 pairs of empty shoes, which suggests to us that the Lions ate at least 3 of them, but it is thick bush, and there could be more. I love how they refer to thick bush when it comes to this.
Could be more.
Yeah, there could be more. A helicopter was called in to search for more hunters, but none were found.
The lions, the 6 over there lions picking their teeth.
Okay, now this is a little unfair. The poor lions had to be tranquilized so they could recover the human remains.
Oh, no. No,
see, couldn't you just wait for them to poop?
Oh, tranquilize.
They didn't put them down. No.
Okay.
But
even then, like, no, why you got to drug me? You know, they don't even deserve a burial.
Also recovered were hunting rifles, gloves, and axes. And said they were armed with high-powered rifles with silencers and an axe for the horns and wire cutters and sidearms. And they had enough food with them to last for many days. They were clearly intent on killing rhinos and cutting off their horns. Well, guess what?
I'm anti-cutting off rhino horns, elephant tusk. Come on. I mean, that's just... That stuff disgusts me.
936 says, over under there was more than 3 poachers. They couldn't have gotten all of them. I bet there's another one out there now, but I bet there's always the one guy who runs away.
But there were 6. You said there were 6 lions, right?
There were 6 lions.
Oh, no. Yeah. They 6 lions can eat up 4 or 5 people easily.
The fact that they had all these guns.
And they had guns.
And nobody was able to get a shot off.
No lion was taken out.
Yeah. I like this.
It's because these 2 morons are sitting there arguing about whether it's a lion or a tiger.
No, and then the other guy's like, oh, no, it's a cheetah. The cheetah's not going to eat us. They're friendly.
No, or that dumb thing they tell them, just don't move. Because if you move, they'll chase you and kill you. If we stand still, show that we're no fear, they'll leave us alone.
And then you stood still and they ate you.
And the lion's like, hey, man, I don't think they're going to run. We don't even have to chase these fools.
I bet they tried to run once they attacked them. There's probably one guy that said, oh, no, that's a jaguar. That's not a lion. That's a jaguar. Jaguars will not attack human beings unless they're bleeding.
Well, one of you will be bleeding very soon, says the lion.
Yeah. That's breakfast.
But there's no way they knew they were lions. They thought it was just a rhinoceros. And rhinoceroses are kind of rough, too.
Mess with them either. Of course, you at least can see them coming, but you know, even with a high-powered rifle, it's going to take more than 1 shot to get those guys down, unless you're really good, which apparently they're not, because they didn't even have their guns when the lions attacked them. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Thrive Plus, and one of the reasons why I'm okay with going on a pub crawl tomorrow is because I'm going to take Thrive Plus, and I'm going to feel just fine on Sunday because that's what it does. And guys, if you like to have a drink or 2, or 5 or 6, Thrive Plus at the end of the night is the way to go. Especially once you get over about 30, you're not going to feel the same the next morning. It's just, I'm honestly, even 2 or 3 drinks, I'm not right, and I got too much to do in the mornings. I can't afford to feel like that. So I've been using Thrive Plus. And it works. That's always a question. Hey, man, how's this stuff work? And then I've had a couple of times where I've given some to my friends, and they all say the same thing. Holy bleep, this is amazing. It's a vitamin you take whenever you drink alcohol. Very simple. 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. It's $1 a capsule, so for $3, would you not want to feel better for $3? They also have a really good powder you can mix the next morning that's great for recovery. I actually use that for pre-workout. And it all works. It's fantastic. The science didn't exist in 15 years ago. It's why these guys have come up with it. And they were on Shark Tank. The founder's a Princeton graduate. They've got 5 PhDs. Brooks, who is one of the guys there, is just terrific. They know what they're doing. And, hey, they drink too. So they wanted something that worked for them. It'll work for you just like it does for me. Thrive Plus is a Houston-based company. So if you order before 4 p.m. today, before 4 p.m. any day, you'll get it the next day. So right here in Houston, just order before 4 o'clock tomorrow, and you'll get it the next day. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon, so if you want to order that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. But, hey, man, I just go to DecideThrive.com. I don't drink without it. Neither should you. That's DecideThrive.com. Hey, guys, I have to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. And if you're in the market for a new mattress, there's only one place to go. Because here's what happens at Texas Mattress Makers. Yuval and the gang over there make them right there in the factory and sell them directly to you. So they know everything about every single bed that they have. And they're going to ask you, how do you sleep? They're going to let you try the mattresses out. And they're going to pick the one that's best for you. Yuval is like is an absolute genius when it comes to this. And we were out at the Katie store, and he was talking to Drew, who's one of our promo people, and telling him this is the kind of bed that'll be perfect for you based on his body size. And Drew's like, oh, no, I like this bed. And then he went on the one that Yuval said, and it was like, oh, my. And he could tell the difference. And that's what they do, because they're mattress geniuses. And right now, how about this? Just walk in the door. You're going to save 50% off of what you would pay if you went to a retail store, because they're selling them directly to you. Right now, 25% beyond that on sales at Texas Mattress Makers. And trust me, man, it's hot out there. You want to sleep cool. They've got mattresses that'll do that for you. Be sure to tell Lax or Jeff how you're sleeping, because they are going to put you on the right mattress. Visit Texas Mattress Makers. Two places, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. So for all of our Katy friends, got you covered there. Or 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood, the original. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. All right.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMap, H-O-U. New to the site from the last time I talked to you is we have a video from our man Joel Blank, who has become kind of a video stud for us. But he poses the question, will Clint Capella or the Rockets blink first? I have not seen the video yet because it was posted while I was on air, but I saw him working on it earlier.
Sure, Joel's been a video stud before. I guess now you can post it.
Well, you can post it on the other sites too. But yeah. So do we have a stupid stuff this week, John? All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
And Deshaun, I know you probably listen to the show because everybody does.
I doubt it.
Whatever you do, don't blow out your knee.
If I were a professional athlete, I would never listen to these shows.
No, I would listen to us because we're fun. And if you're a Houston athlete, you know you're going to tear him down, so they'll want to hear that.
I never tear down Jose Altuve.
Well, ever. But he's already so far down there because he's so short.
See, look at you. What? That's why I wouldn't listen to that show if I were him.
No little people? No cheerleaders?
Oh, we have little people on the show. Not the ones that were going to protest me and picket.
Just to let it go. Because you're about to say something that started all over again.
I was just
going to
say they could picket and I could just jump right over it. But that's okay. I would never say that.
Am I the only one that likes Taylor Swift here?
Yeah. I like her a little bit.
Okay, thanks, Sean. I like Mean, and I like Stay, Stay, Stay. What's your favorite, Fred?
The only one I've ever heard was the one you guys used to play on the show. Mm. So, I can't really contribute anything to this. She's an attractive young lady.
This is Stay, 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 Fred.
Okay, I'm going to leave, leave, leave.
Oh, come on. Stay, 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 nope. Stay, stay, stay.
I want to let all the cheerleaders know I'm with them in these.
Amen. I'm with y'all too. Exactly. If y'all need a shoulder to cry on,
yeah.
Want to have a drink and talk about it.
When it comes to history, I'm going to be on the right side.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right behind them.
Wait, I didn't mean it like that.
Hashtag me too. Is that what? Yeah. Right there with you. Doing God's work.
The new Goldwing is nearly 90 pounds lighter than before.
And that's
the
thing.
It features an all-new engine.
And we are back on the Blitz. Fred Fowler, Jerome Solomon, and apparently the microphone was on during the break.
Sorry.
I really think all we did was talk poker strategy there on the break.
Was it what were we talking about? The woman you was fooling around with? Was that part
stop,
of
it?
It was.
Stop.
Oh, but my God. I was flabbergasted to flip through my Twitter feed a week and a half ago and see Dallas Keuchel's butt right there. I'm like, I didn't really need that. But
I don't even see any of those guys'
butts. But I wasn't looking. But then don't go looking at the guys' butts.
I don't. But I don't. But I tell you what. Every year, it's like you go to ESPN.com. Here's a big naked man. You know, dude, if I want to see that, I'll go watch big naked man porn.
Let me see your Google search history, bignakedman.com.
That's not on there. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We said this week.
All right.
Delete.
Fun week, man. Jerome, appreciate you. Always fun doing the show with you.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
John Lee, great job. Want to thank RJ Bell today. Whiskey Brothers yesterday. Great stuff. Till Monday, have a great weekend and stay sportsy, bitches.